I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Paul Olson and Andrew Tyler. They're with the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council with the Vista Theater in Negaunee, and they've got a special production starting up later this week. Here's more on that with Andrew Tyler and Paul Olson.
Production opens on Thursday. It's called Revolutionary Brazier. It's the history of the Gozzard Factory in downtown Ishpeming. For over 50 years, the Gozzard Factory in downtown Ishpeming made high-end women's undergarments, started out making corsets in 1920 and was one of the producers of the Wonder Bra in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
And it's one of these things that's in Marquette County's history, but on a lot of levels, it's not really known about.
It's not really known about, which is kind of strange, because it was the second largest employer in the Ishpeming and Negaunee area for most of the time it was open. It employed 500 people. 90% of them were women, and it's a fascinating period in our history.
Now, you had talked to me recently when you had stopped in on the show to talk about getting some folks involved that maybe have a history with it or have family members or something along those lines. How's that coming together with this?
The buzz about that has been amazing. We've been hearing people coming out of the woodwork. Well, I had no idea how many people there are out in Ishpeming and Negaunee who are still alive, who worked at the Gozzard. Of course, it closed in 1976, but there's just still hundreds of women and men, for that matter, who worked at this factory, who are still around and still talk about it.
One of the things also is, and I know this is a major aspect of the production that you're putting together, is that it's also been an instrumental location in Marquette's labor history in Marquette County.
That's very important also. When the factory was unionized, how it was unionized, the strike that happened in 1949, Geraldine DeFont, who is a major labor leader in the Midwest, her involvement in this and the lengthy strike is a fascinating period in our history. And a lot of people know the name Geraldine DeFont. They've heard of her, but they don't know why she's such a legend for so many people. So that
it was really interesting, you know, hearing about this a little bit. I mean, I'm not originally from the area, but I'm from the copper country. I'm from the UP, and up there we know about the 1913 copper strike and all this kind of stuff. Something like this seemed like it was a logical choice to do for the history here in Marquette County.
Absolutely. It's such an interesting part of our history. It's such a little known. It's sort of like an open secret out in Ishpeming and Negaunee. Everybody knows about it, but there isn't that much talk about it, and it's really too bad. And we wanted to make sure that folks knew that admission for, if you worked at the Gozzard, you can come to the show for free. Free admission for anybody who worked at the Gozzard.
Any of the shows, all the shows, whatever you want to do.
Sure. So that's a good idea. Now, Andrew, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, this is kind of an aspect of what you're trying to do at the Vista, is to get things going in a different direction, but also taking a look at the history of what you have.
Well, absolutely. But in this case, it's more, we're a 501c3, so sometimes we do things that are absolutely more community service oriented. And I think presenting this story, a story that I grew up in Ishpeming, I didn't know what that building was except for a place I could go rent video games in the 80s.
Yeah, it was a building.
Up until a couple of years ago, I'm like, wait a second, that was a bra factory? Yeah, what?
Exactly.
I graduated from Ishpeming, and I think that being able to tell that story in such an entertaining and artistic fashion is so important for organizations like ours.
Let's give them the details of the run, because it gets going here pretty quick.
Yes, we open on Thursday night, September 17th, and we're the 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Okay.
At 7:30, and then on the 19th, we have a matinee at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, tickets are how much, and where do you get them?
Tickets are $10 for adults, $6 for students and senior citizens. The show also is sponsored by the Michigan Council, paid for by a grant from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs and the QPAD Regional Commission, which of course is funded by the National Endowment for the Arts.
That's the comments of Paul Olson and Andrew Tyler with the Vista Theater and the Peninsula Arts Appreciation Council. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.